So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
All right, DNC night number three.
And music played a big part last night. Two or three, really. Pretty big heavy hitters with John Legend, with Stevie Wonder, and Maren Morris. Take a listen.
Minds of tomorrow are dry. Can I live with the side that I chose to be on? Or will we leave this world better?
Now, you're a music aficionado. What do you think of John Legend singing Prince's Let's Go Crazy?
I'm okay with it.
Me too.
Totally.
I think he sounds great. He's getting trashed on social media, saying how dare him sing a Prince song. He can't hit the high notes. I thought he sounded perfectly great. How great to have Sheila E. with him also.
Yeah.
A genuine Prince, protege.
Protege, yeah.
I think he sounded great, and it was a nice intro to Governor Walz, who is from Minnesota, where Prince is from. I enjoyed all the music last night. I enjoyed Oprah coming out.
Man, was that really a surprise?
I don't think so. They were promoting it the day before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that she was going to be out. Or maybe that's when they, learned it.
Oh.
But I don't think too much happens that they don't know going to happen. It was just fun to see her out there. And
I love Oprah.
Oprah being Oprah.
I know.
And I like that she said... referred to Chicago being home to her, because really she's left us for California.
I know,
but
how dare she?
But she'll always be one of Chicago's very own.
Definitely. All right. How'd the Daily Show react? That was another taping or live afterwards.
Yeah. Well, the Colbert is live from the Auditorium Theater. Daily Show's live from the Athenaeum Theater. And last night, the Daily Show had some fun with what happened the night before with, the roll call, where each of the states, a spokesperson for the state stands up and they say, well, the great state of so-and-so, famous for this and famous for that. The Daily Show last night had some alternate reasons why Illinois was so famous.
Well, I've been here since Monday, so I'm officially an expert on Illinois history. How about Illinois, home of the notorious serial killer John Wayne Gacy?
Don't think that would have played, Desi.
Okay. Or Illinois, where four of our last 10 governors went to prison.
Okay. I don't think that one's better.
Okay, fine. What about Illinois? In the winter, you'll freeze your off.
Okay.
So that would be interesting if they did it like that.
Good, because Dave Ennett and I were talking this morning. We are so sick of the no ketchup on hot dogs thing.
Yes, I am. I am also.
Yeah.
I am also a little bit. The governor did a thing with Stephen Colbert where they were talking about hot dogs, and he said, absolutely no mustard, no ketchup,
yeah.
Mustard only. And I'm one of those. Put whatever you want on it. I don't care what you put on your hot dog.
Why do people think they can just use other people's music? I just would like the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's like, you know, it's as if someone walks into a store, takes merchandise off of the shelf, and just figures it's okay for me to leave with the merchandise that I just took. It doesn't belong to you. And this has been happening for quite some time, where political campaigns take music from popular artists, songs that they like or songs that they feel, you know, their messages are positive ones for them, and they use it without getting permission. Those songs are owned by somebody. And in this case, the song is Freedom by Beyonce. And we've been hearing that a lot because that's sort of the unofficial song of the Kamala Harris campaign with Beyonce's permission. The problem has come up is that the Trump campaign has been using the song Freedom also at some of their campaign stops and on some of their advertising without permission. Beyonce's record company, her record label, the publisher of her songs are threatening a cease and desist order against the Trump campaign if they don't stop using the music, you know, that for which they do not have permission. Yesterday, the campaign took off X, the, you know, formerly known as Twitter. They took off any music that contained the Beyonce song on it. So we'll see if they continue to do that or, you know, just continue to do whatever they want to do.
Unreal. All right. We finally found out what was the cause of Richard Simmons' death. Can I just say I loved him? I went to his anatomy asylum years ago.
What?
It was like a workout place, and you'd go do aerobics, and then I'd work my butt off, and I'd get to my car and have a cigarette.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
But I loved it. And he had his deal a meal where you could, it was just right. Eating. I mean, I've been a fan of his for a long time.
I always liked him. I mean, he was such a charismatic little character. One time, you remember this at the old, when we were over at Tribune Tower, there was this long hallway that led to the Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. So, you know, I'm walking one way in this long hallway, and Richard Simmons had just finished doing somebody else's show, and he was walking the other way, and he saw me coming down the hallway. I don't really know him or anything. This is just him, and he starts running toward me and jumps into my arms like a little Cocker Spaniel or something. He just jumped into my arms. It's like, hi, good morning. It's just like so energetic. So it was, I was sad that he died. And yesterday, his brother, Lenny Simmons, got the results of the coroner's office investigation following his death that said that Richard's death was due to, was accidental due to complications from some recent falls and also heart disease.
Aww.
So he was found dead one day after his 76th birthday, way too young.
That is too young. All right, one more thing really quick.
Oh, here, this is without a doubt the weirdest story of the day. There is this French actor who just passed away, who... one of his last wishes was that he be buried with his little dog.
Oh.
The dog's still alive.
Oh, that's a problem.
And so the last wish involved euthanizing the dog so the dog could be buried with him.
Oh.
The family has refused to fulfill the French actor's last wish by euthanizing the dog. Good for them for making absolutely the correct decision.
Yeah. Oh, that is the weirdest story ever heard.
Isn't that weird?
Yep. All right. Well,
that's all I got today.
Until tomorrow.
Yep.
Talk to you.
Bye.